Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn here. Today is Friday, April 9th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, starting today, the Florida vaccine registration website will be upgraded for a streamlined and faster scheduling experience. Today, you'll be able to find vaccination locations on a map, view time slots for each location, and instantly schedule your appointment, as well as receive email and text appointment confirmations if your appointment location, time, or date has changed. Remember that the website is myvaccine.fl.gov. Once again, myvaccine.fl.gov. And remember that everyone age 16 and up is now eligible to get the vaccine. Your local events, every Monday from 4:30 to 6 p.m., there will be flag football registration for kids with age groups ranging from 5 to 12 years. If you'd like to sign your child up, it's $25 and registration is at 421 South 10th Avenue in Wauchula. The last day to register is April 19th. For more information, please call 941-626-0449. Once again, 941-626-0449. And the church family of Maranatha Baptist Church of Hardy County announces that Pastor Jordan Hirschberger has accepted the call to become the pastor of the church. He began his ministry on Sunday, April 4th in a special installation service, and special services will be conducted throughout the month with Pastor Jordan preaching at each service. Your jobs here in Hardy County, the Wauchula Police Department is still accepting applications for a sworn full-time law enforcement officer. You must be a U.S. citizen, have a high school diploma or GED equivalent, and possess a valid driver's license. You can apply in person at 128 South 7th Avenue or submit an online application at cityofwauchula.com. When Lighting is looking for a lighting installer, a driver's license is required, and KJ Building Maintenance is looking for a commercial cleaning area manager. A high school diploma or GED is preferred. All of these jobs and more, you can find at indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday. That's us, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y @gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message because they'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 82 degrees out, feels like 90, mostly sunny, no predicted chance of rain. The air quality is fair, maximum UV index is 9, very high. Wind south-southeast at 7 miles an hour with gusts up to 12. Humidity is 46%, slightly humid, the dew point's 59. Cloud cover 11%, visibility 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling all the way up at 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 11 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time this afternoon. Sunny, highs around 90, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 60s, south winds around 5 miles an hour. Saturday, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 90s, south winds 10, 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25. And Saturday night, mostly clear with a slight chance of showers with isolated thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Lows in the upper 60s, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 30% chance of rain. So yeah, you've had all this clear weather and then Saturday night, pours. There you go. That's Florida weather for you. And that's your weather for you. We're going to go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Supreme Court ruled in Georgia's favor in a lawsuit filed by Florida over access to water in the Chattahoochee and Flint Rivers. According to the Georgia Farm Bureau, Florida filed the suit in 2013, claiming Georgia overuses the rivers, which feed into the Apalachicola River that ultimately winds up in Apalachicola Bay, where much of Florida's oyster production occurs. Florida says Georgia's use resulted in lower water flows, causing increased salinity and economic damage to the oyster industry. A Purdue University study finds a fraction of U.S. farmers who pursued contracts for capturing carbon in the soil say the going rate is $20 an acre or less. AgriMarketing.com reports companies that sell carbon credits to offset greenhouse gas emissions say the market is still in its infancy and prices will rise with demand. The carbon credits sequestered are sold to those companies trying to reduce their own carbon emissions, such as manufacturers and airlines. The 2020 value of U.S. fresh fruit and vegetable exports declined slightly, according to a USDA analysis. The Packer.com reports the 76-page 2020 U.S. export yearbook reported fresh fruit and vegetable exports reached $6.9 billion in 2020, a 2% decline. The report says U.S. apple exports experienced the largest drop, down $105 million, more than half of the overall decline.
The best value in pasture hornfly control just got better. Altacet IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where hornflies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacet IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacet IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit altacetigr.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. The Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services released its annual citrus report for 2019-2020. The United States citrus industry for that year seasoned total with 7.7 million tons of citrus. California was the top producing state with 54% of the total United States citrus production, while Florida came in second with 42%. Florida's share of U.S. citrus production in 2019 to 2020 is 5% lower than last year's count at 73.2 million boxes, all orange production is down 6% from the previous year as well. Florida counts for 4.85 million boxes of grapefruit each year, which is up 8%, and tangerine production is up 3% from the previous season. The top five citrus-producing counties in Florida were Polk, DeSoto, Highlands, Hendry, and Hardy counties. Together, these counties account for 70% of the state's total citrus production. Central Florida had the most citrus production, and oranges constituted for 92% of citrus production there. Estimates of county production are prepared from survey data used in forecasting citrus crop production. The appointment of the final harvest to the counties is based on bearing trees, an estimate of the average fruit per tree, and the drop in size surveys. The sample size used in these surveys is chosen to minimize error in the estimates of production.
The best value in pasture horn fly control just got better. Altacet IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where horn flies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacet IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacet IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit altacetigr.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Wholesale prices jumped again in March, driven by another big increase in the cost of energy. The Labor Department's Producer Price Index, a measure of inflation before it reaches consumers, rose 1% in March, following February's 0.5% gain and a record jump of 1.3% in January. Wholesale prices up 4.2% over the past 12 months. Amazon heading into the final stretch of a union push in Bessemer, Alabama, with a sizable lead over labor organizers. With nearly half the ballots counted, 1,100 warehouse workers have rejected the union, 463 voting in favor of the union. It was a mixed open for Wall Street this morning. By mid-morning, both the Dow and the S&P were trading in record territory, while the NASDAQ remained in the red. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. We're going to start in the NBA, where the Clippers halted the Suns' winning streak last night.
The Clippers earned a 113-103 win over the Suns as Paul George and Kawhi Leonard combined for 60 points. George was 7 of 9 from three-point range while scoring 33 points in 30 minutes. Leonard furnished 19 of his 27 points in the second half for Los Angeles, which hit 18 threes. The Clippers trailed by 7 4 minutes into the third quarter before ending the Suns' 7-game winning streak. The Suns made 27 of their first 40 shots but were 9 of 31 thereafter. Devin Booker led Phoenix with 24 points, and Mikal Bridges had 20. I'm Dave Ferry.
Elsewhere in the NBA yesterday, it was the Bulls over Toronto, 122-113. Cleveland, 129. OKC, 102. The Heat, too much for the Lakers, 110-104. Dallas, 116. Milwaukee, 101. Detroit beat Sacramento, 113-101. This is SRN Sports. One other NBA tally from yesterday, the Jazz over the Trailblazers, 122-103. In Major League Baseball Thursday in the American League, it was the Red Sox over the Orioles 7-3, White Sox 6, Kansas City nothing. The Twins beat Seattle 10-2, Angels 7, Toronto 5, and the Astros down the A's 6-2. In the National League, Mets 3, Miami 2, the Cubs over Pittsburgh 4-2, Colorado 7, Arizona 3, and the Cardinals were too much for Milwaukee 3-1. In the National Hockey League, Oilers 3, Senators 1, the Devils over the Sabres 6-3, Pittsburgh 5, Rangers 2. The Jets beat Montreal by a 4-2 score. It was Carolina blanking Florida 3-0. Boston 4, Capitals 2. Lightning over Columbus by a 6-4 tally. The Islanders got the better of Philadelphia 3-2 in a shootout. Nashville 7 and Detroit 1. With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. And no other bank deserves that title other than First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: whenever I get packed a salad for lunch, all I want to know is what I did wrong. Tune in not tomorrow, but Monday through Friday, next week, 12:05 p.m. for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day and a great weekend, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.